Freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, this is your show. You take control and bring up anything. The Friday night edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll be joined by our third man here in mere moments. He's held up in traffic, I guess. Anyway, 800-259-9231. That is 800-259-9231. And anything goes. Political, personal, you got an agenda you want to push. You got some sort of, you got something you want to get off your chest that nobody at work or none of your family members want to listen to you. They don't care what you have to say. We do. We want to know what's important to you. So dial us up, 800-259-9231, and get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there for you with literally hundreds of people interacting. We just cracked the 300 mark, and thousands of posts. I mean, more than 8,000 posts for you to surf around through. It's all free at freetalklive.com.
8,000?
Yeah. So check it out.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, keep listening to Free Talk Live because we talk about it all the time. We're all members.
We're obsessed.
We are. You can contact them at freestateproject.org or call them at 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
Now, you told me right before we came on the air tonight, man, which that you had a, what was it, an inspirational story?
Inspirational story. It was sent to me by a...
This isn't one of those shows, by the way.
I know, but it's a really good story.
Okay.
And I think that I'd like to share it. It's a little... It was an article written by a friend of mine.
The fat man has entered the studio, by the way.
Yes.
Howdy, howdy.
The fat man is in the building.
All right, so what is this this inspirational story? So, well, it was written by a friend or sent to you by a friend?
Written by a friend.
Written by a friend.
Very good.
Okay.
That's very good, too.
Is he like a motivational speaker sort of person?
He is, actually.
Really?
Yes, actually, he is.
Was it Tony Robbins?
That was going to be my next question.
He kind of looks like him. But, in fact, he used to be when he was, he's like an amateur tennis player, and his hero when he was growing up was Yvonne Lindell. And for those of you who don't know,
tennis player?
Yeah, Yvonne Lindell is an 8-time U.S. Open finalist for tennis.
Got it.
He's very good.
Ever a champion?
I can't answer.
Just kidding. My hero almost made it every year.
Nominated for the Oscar 100 times.
Well, and it's an honor,
just
right?
Just like I kind of look like Tony Robbins and almost have a career.
I'm semi-professional.
You, my friend, are semi-professional.
All right.
All right. So,
I cut my hair today.
It's very nice. And all of our radio listeners are very appreciative.
Well, they should know I'm a hermit, and I just was letting it grow for a couple months. And
Ian was starting to turn into that creepy guy who never leaves his house, and you only see him every once in a while when perhaps a neighbor's cat is in his yard.
Exactly.
He comes out with his long, stringy hair and a broom, and he's just in his
hair isn't long and stringy.
His hair has been long
like
in the past.
Bush hog.
His hair has been long in the past, so I could see it, if he let it grow again, getting long and stringy and creepy looking, and you come outside with just a broom and a wife beater and some stained boxers, and
chase right. off the dog.
All right, what's this motivational deal?
Okay, I've taken an excerpt of the article rather than read the whole thing. So he's going to a dinner where his hero, Yvonne Lindell, is speaking. The room is packed. He finally emerges. Is introduced and says a few words to the crowd, and then goes off to mingle. For a moment I thought, should I go up to him? Maybe I should just forget it. It's just tennis. But I went up. Of course, I didn't have I couldn't have been more unoriginal. Hi, Ivan. My name's Eric. I was a huge fan of yours growing up. He listened patiently while others darted in, asking for pictures and asking him questions. I asked him, what's he doing now? And told him that I had played a tournament for the last 8 years. Tournament for the first time in 8 years. He said, and this is true. At a certain point, I was struggling and thought, I wonder how Ivan would play. He responded right back, well, not very well these days. Everyone laughed. Once again, people darted in and out, and I just stood back and accepted that that was enough to talk to him. Well, then he called me over and said, Eric, did you win the match? And I came up closer to him and the group, and I replied, no, I wish. He immediately shot back, loser. There wasn't any meanness in it. It was just funny, and we all had a good laugh. Then he looked at me and leaned forward and said matter-of-factly, next time, win. And I said, I will. His words echoed in my mind for the rest of the night. His words that were said with intention. Champions don't wish. champions win. I really like that.
That's pretty good, man. Yeah. Which...
champions, it's like that Yoda thing where it's like, there is no try, only do.
I agree with that.
Yeah, Yoda's a very wise guy.
He is.
So apparently is Von Lindel.
That's what I was taught when I was learning sales, is that you never say try. Mm-hmm. I'll give it a try. We'll try to be the number one show in the world. Mm-hmm. No. We will be the number one show in the world.
We'll be the number one show in the world.
Exactly.
Yep.
To us, anyway.
Because we're champions. cue the Chariots of Fire music.
Sorry, don't have any.
Okay.
I was about to start, like, humming it, but I decided not to.
So, all right. Let's get into some
That's not
politics.
A normal thing to read, I realize.
That's okay. It was interesting.
It was interesting.
Very good.
And good.
You've inspired me, Manwich.
Great. Another slug of Mountain Dew.
Hey, it's Diet Mountain Dew, thank you very much.
Can the, Harry Brown. He is a gentleman who does an excellent show right after ours on Saturday nights. We, of course, have a live show that we do. We're here 6 days a week, Monday through Friday from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And then we also have our live Saturday show from 7 to 10. Again, all this in the evening Eastern Time. After us is Mr. Harry Brown, and he is just a brilliant man. I'm proud to have had the opportunity to meet him once in my life, and I'm glad that I've been able to absorb so much knowledge from him. And right now, he is letting the Republicans have it in one of his latest articles. And I thought that you would relate to this pretty well, Manwich, so I figured
because
I'd share it tonight.
Sort of used to be. I guess I sort of am. I don't know.
You're an angry ex-Republican.
I'm an angry ex-Republican.
You're a Republican.
Okay.
He says, from time to time, articles appear on the Internet urging Republicans and Libertarians to come together, put aside their differences, recognize their common interests, and form a coalition to fight those awful big government liberals who are destroying America. Have you noticed that such suggestions always seem to come from Republicans and not from Libertarians? And that the solution is always that Libertarians should join the Republican Party and not that Republicans should join the Libertarian Party? Yesterday, one such article, which is called Saving the Marriage, Conservatism and Libertarianism, by, this is a name, Pijman Yusvadeh.
I'm sorry, your what hurts?
appeared on the Tech Central Station website. Mr. Yusvadeh recognizes that some real differences in philosophy divide conservatives and libertarians, but he believes that we should unite in order to fight big government, our common enemy. He says that via the creation of a Libertarian Party, Libertarians have prevented themselves from gaining influence in either the Democratic or Republican parties. And he says that if...
I must be a Libertarian because I hate the sound of this whole getting together with the conservatives thing.
get ready.
I think of big government and, you know, like the part about the big government there, I'm just like, phooey! Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
He says, if Libertarians wish to enhance their political strength, they should find a natural home in the Republican Party. Go back. Go back and join the Republicans, Manwich, if you really want to fight big government. That's what this guy's saying.
I don't think it... I tried that. Look what we got. We got George Bush.
And, of course, Harry Brown's about ready to let him have it.
Yep.
Of course, if we're to put aside our differences to save the marriage, it means that we Libertarians must give up our foolish notions and accept and adopt Republican positions. And the Republican Party isn't about to let its scrawny little spouse dictate policy. So what does that mean? Well, there are three major differences between Republicans and Libertarians. And we'll find out what those are coming up. What are the major differences between the Republican Party and the Libertarian Party? Because a lot of people seem to relegate Libertarians to the Republican side of things.
Yes.
I was talking to a program director earlier this week, and he thought that we were
Republicans that smoke pot.
That's how some people would put us. He thought we were conservative, and I had to make the point to him, look, I support ending the war on drugs. Is that a conservative position? Well, no. But I do support full gun rights. Is that a conservative position? Technically, yeah.
Sure. Sounds
so
like
where do you qualify me? Anyway, three differences between Republicans and Democrats, Republicans and Libertarians coming up. Unless you interrupt the show and bring up anything, it's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people, just like you, regrow their hair?
I've been using Avacor now for 4 months, and it's a great product. They back everything with a money-back guarantee. It works.
My hair hasn't looked this good in over 15 years.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Even if hair loss runs in the family, Avacor can help you regrow your own natural hair. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910. Call now for your free month supply. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Menwich.
Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com and sign up for the updates list. It takes you maybe a minute or two. You just click update, sign up, and from that point on, in your email box will be any sort of news that is in relation to Free Talk Live. Maybe we showed up in the media and we want to share that with you, or...
We did show up in the media recently.
We did.
We showed up in S2Report.com. Oh, did you read the S2 report today as well?
I did. I get it a little late, later than you do. You, I guess you're on the top list. No, I don't check my email until later.
Ah.
But
Nobody cares, though, man, because it's just a little local Tampa Bay thing, right?
It's media, though.
But it's on the internet, man. Anyone, anywhere could subscribe and find out about business news in this hotbed of, like, whatever.
That's S2Report.com.
There you go. We got a mention. Whoop-de-doo. And actually, this mention might end up getting us a little news coverage next week.
Yeah.
Channel so-and-so.
On a local television news station.
Yeah, we don't want to jinx ourselves
but
right now.
Now, you see, on a local television news station, you can only check it out in the Tampa Bay area.
Until we put it on the internet.
That's right.
Can we get an MPEG of it?
I'm sure we can.
Okay.
We can. I don't care what they say. We can. My video capture card says we can.
1-800-259-9231. So Harry Brown is about to tear these... there are certain people within the Republican Party who are constantly trying to recruit libertarians back to their side. They think that...
Everyone that I talk to.
Come home.
Yeah.
We miss you.
They don't like that the libertarians are around because we're really principled and we really believe in less government and more freedom. And they understand that we're pulling some of their membership away from them, mm-hmm. and that makes them nervous. And to be fair, we are pulling membership from the Democrats as well. A lot of people think that libertarians
and
are... And non-voters.
Yes.
So I want to make it clear that libertarians are not Republicans. In fact, Harry Brown has outlined three major differences between Republicans and libertarians. Number one, Republicans attempt to prohibit personal choice and responsibility, using government to prohibit drugs, considering black market violence, drive-by shootings, and law enforcement corruption as a worthwhile prices to pay for a failed attempt to stamp out drugs, using government to defend marriage by prohibiting marriage. By prohibiting marriages between the wrong kinds of consenting adults.
Well, now, I'd like to be clear that there are Republicans that would like to see marriage between consenting adults, i.e. gay people, and there are Republicans who would like to see an end to the drug war. I mean, that is not a solely libertarian stance.
But as far as the official stance of the Republican Party,
that's
their platform,
okay.
their stance, the Republican Party as a whole, their platform, their stance is no gay marriage, drugs are bad.
Yeah, we're not talking about what the individual membership feels like, because those people differ widely.
Yes.
We're talking about the official stance of these parties. Because those Republicans that you're talking about that have libertarian stands on issues should really stop being so cowardly and join the Libertarian Party, if that's really their case. So using the government to bring religion into the courtroom, using the government to stamp out smut, and making government the proper means by which to stamp out abortions, although no one can seem to remember offhand a single government program that actually has achieved its mission. And I'd still love to hear if anybody knows of any government program that has done what it was intended to do. Please, 1-800-259-9231. Love to have an example of that. Number two, Republicans wage... Again, these are the three major differences between Republicans and Libertarians. Number two, Republicans wage aggressive wars to get what they want. Considering, for example, that it's okay to snuff out 100,000 Iraqi lives, men, women, and children, and to increase the size of the federal government dramatically as worthwhile prices to pay to pursue a dream of Middle East peace and Arab democracy that has one chance in 100 of coming true in our lifetimes. Number three, Republicans spend taxpayer money like drunken sailors. Considering it to be okay so long as the money goes into Republican projects rather than those socialistic Democratic projects.
They're all socialistic.
Yes, they are. Or that's fascistic.
That's the nature of a government program. It is socialistic.
Take from some and give to some others.
And socialism.
So let's total up the score. Libertarians are expected to drop their opposition to big government prohibiting personal responsibility, big government waging expensive and insensitive wars, and big government wasting taxpayer money. And we're expected to do this so that we can unite with the Republicans to fight our common enemy, which is big government? He says, my head hurts. Yusfade winds up his plea for political marital bliss by quoting none other than Ronald Reagan, who said, quote, libertarianism and conservatism are traveling the same path. However, the gentleman fails to mention that Reagan's path was to increase the size of the federal government by 68%. And I don't seem to remember traveling that particular path. Come to think of it, just what common interests are there between Republicans and Libertarians?
Well, the Republican Party, to a great deal, gives lip service to smaller government.
So that's about it. So we both talk about it, but only one actually means it when they say it.
Yeah, we mean it. We, of course, the libertarians haven't had a chance to screw things up yet, whereas the Republicans have had.
Libertarians that are that have held public office have absolutely held their beliefs. From what I've seen, they have saved their taxpayers millions of dollars already, the ones that do have local public offices. They're proof
yes,
that libertarianism works. We libertarians are continually reminded by Republicans that libertarians have little to show for their efforts, that we have very few electoral victories and none that are significant. So why are we wasting our time in a party that obviously can't win? Well, one reason we don't win much is because Republicans have sided with Democrats rather than siding with libertarians.
Yeah,
they have. Quash third-party campaigns via ballot access laws, campaign finance laws, reporting laws, creation of a two-party debate system, and the use of taxpayer money to finance Republican and Democratic campaigns. So if we can't lick them, should we join them? Absolutely not. If there weren't a libertarian running for president every 4 years, there would be no one in those election years proposing ways to get government out of our lives. Oh, well, George Bush did say smaller government when he was running in 2000.
Yeah, but he says it. Well, here's another thing that I think that the Libertarian Party does.
He also said he wouldn't engage in nation building, didn't he?
Yes, he did say that, too. Boy, nobody remembers that. I mean, they should get him like they got his dad with the
read my lips taxes.
Right.
Nobody remembers anything in this country.
Here's one thing that I think the Libertarian Party does that I never hear spoken of. And I don't know if it's taboo to speak of as far as libertarians go or whether Republicans refuse to admit this. But I think that libertarians are kind of a voice crying in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
They pull the Republican Party towards a smaller government stance to some extent or another.
You think we're like a control check on them?
I don't think so. I think that we are the voice of small government.
Okay.
And I think that it causes the Republican Party to give lip service to small government.
Whoop-de-doo. Proof's in the pudding, dude. Look what they're doing in Washington.
They are doing it, but just
spending
think how much
more and more.
Just think how much more they'd be spending without people talking about smaller government. You know?
I don't know, man. I really don't know if it's that significant. If it's even a noticeable difference. I mean, we're just talking about imaginary stuff right now.
I'm talking about today, right now.
You're talking about it. You're imagining how much different it would be if the libertarians weren't there. And you're probably right. Maybe there would be a difference, but I can't imagine it would be very significant because, again, our voices are just in the wilderness. Nobody's paying much attention, except if you're listening to this show. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Libertarians don't have battered wife syndrome. We believe it's better to be single and free to be ourselves, rather than trying to save a marriage in which the spouse is continually unfaithful. This is your show. Take control and bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
one 800 259 9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything. Go to freetalklive.com while you're at it. Check out our archives. The last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There is no need to log in. There's no need to get your credit cards out because they're free.
Yep.
In fact, we've jacked up the quality recently. So
you don't expect that from the Republican talk shows, do you?
Hell no.
Only the libertarians are giving you free archives.
And now, 20% higher quality archives.
Thank you very much.
I don't know. I first read that update when it came out, and it just sounded to me, I don't know, I read that and I heard the voice of Billy Mays, the OxyClean guy. I don't know why, just the way it was worded. It's just, right. Now with 20% better quality.
Oh, yeah.
Billy Mays has great shtick, by the way.
Billy Mays is awesome. It's just...
No, wait, what are the things that he sells?
OxyClean, Orange Clean.
Anything that from like...
Is he the British guy?
No. He's the guy with
kind
the
of
dark...
excited, got a little tighter, kind of high, tight voice like this.
Uh-huh. And he's got
Hi,
dark...
Billy Mays!
He's got dark hair that he keeps kind of slick back, and...
Sure.
He's short or his hair's short?
Both. I don't know.
And he's got like a... I think he's got a beard. I don't know.
I don't think he does.
He has facial hair of some sort. Okay. Either a mustache or a goatee or both.
Okay.
But...
Anyway.
So, Texas is possibly going to be banning sexy cheerleading.
Sexy cheerleading?
You hear about this?
No, I didn't hear about this.
Should be interesting.
It's a sad day for freedom.
Is it like high school cheerleading or
I think
professional
so.
Cheerleading?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's high school. But anyway, here you go. Austin, Texas. The Friday Night Lights in Texas could soon be without bumping and
Friday
grinding
is,
cheerleaders.
High school.
Right. Legislation filed by Representative Al Edwards would put an end to sexually suggestive performances at athletic events and other extracurricular competitions. He says, it's just too sexually oriented, you know, the way they're shaking their behinds and going on, breaking it down. I swear to you, this is a real article. This is
now,
a real quote from
hold
a real
on,
politician.
This is a guy from Texas, however, so you got to keep that in mind. It's like, you know, just too sexually oriented, you know,
the way they're
shaking the behinds and
isn't
going
Isn't it a little
on.
Ambiguous? I mean, the whole, who says what's sexually suggestive? Are they going to have...
he thinks it is.
Well, but I'm saying...
Which means he's
going to have other turtlenecks and long pants?
You know, when you're sitting out there and you're watching them on the field and they're shaking and you just can't help it. You just start to think in those thoughts.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is.
He's an ephebiophile, too.
And then here's the rest of his quote. And then we say to them, don't get involved in sex unless it's marriage or love. It's dangerous out there, kids. And yet the teachers and directors are helping them go through those kind of gyrations. He used the word gyrations.
Holy crap, that voice almost made me spit Mountain Dew all over this room.
Because it's so bad?
It was just great.
Oh, it was good. Okay, good.
Under it's Edwards, not as bad as, I, like, I'm thinking, it ain't great, but it's not bad.
Under Edwards' bill, if a school district knowingly permits a performance, such a performance, funds from the state would be reduced in an amount to be determined by the education commissioner. So if somebody calls in a complaint about too much sexually suggestive behavior in the cheerleading routines, then the schools department of the State Department of Schools would then decide to reduce that school's funding.
Well, I so that's what it just doesn't make any sense from a it's not worded properly. He needs to be specific. Cheerleaders are not allowed to
lift
their tops up over their heads. They're not allowed to
they don't do that.
I know they don't, but I'm just saying that he has to be specific as to what they're not going to do. This whole
sexual gyrations.
That means they can't undulate any portion of their body.
Right.
They can't get jiggy with it.
They're shaking their behinds and going on, breaking it down. They can't do any breaking it down.
It down at all. It will not be broken down on the field.
By official decree.
If it is there, it must remain whole. There will be no breaking it down.
Not even cracking. Not even preliminary breakdown breaking.
Please leave it alone. Do not shake it. Do not move it. Do not push it. Do not break
undulate,
it down.
Do not
gyrate. No bumping. No grinding.
What is that? What are they saying here? I don't know. I mean, is he next going to legislate that high school girls aren't allowed to be as hot as I think they are? I mean, he just doesn't. What is he? I don't know. This is a weird piece of legislation.
J.M. Farias, owner of Austin Cheer Factory, said cheerleading aficionados would welcome the law. Cheerleading competitions, he said, penalize for suggestive movements or any vulgarity. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. Any coaches that are good won't put that in their routines. And most girls cheering on Friday nights were trained by professionals who know better, he said.
There's absolutely no way to be in a cheerleading outfit and moving and not be suggestive. It just can't happen.
Well, that's the whole point of cheerleaders, isn't it?
Unless you're a large, hairy man.
Right. Isn't that the point of cheerleading? Isn't the point of cheerleaders to give you something else to look at your sports venue?
I think it's to get the crowd whipped up.
No, please.
The point of cheerleading is to raise the morale and to get people going and to show your support for the team. Yay!
Yeah.
Woo!
Please. I've been to football. I haven't been to a lot of football games, but I know what I'm watching when I'm at a game. Ain't nothing going on the field that's interesting.
I can't speak to that. I'm sorry.
Yes, you can. Haven't you been to a football game?
Yes. And
haven't you sat nearby the cheerleading section?
Yes, and there's some hot little 17-year-old cheerleaders and 18-year-old cheerleaders out there.
Right. So that's what it's all about. Whether it's 18-year-old or 23-year-old or 35-year-old, cheerleading is to appease people who like to look at women in skimpy outfits.
Perhaps he could just outlaw the 16- and 17-year-olds from doing the gyration. The 18-year-olds can bump and grind all they want.
Man, but you sounded almost ashamed to say that since, you know, you're a married man in his mid-30s.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Any coaches, so they're claiming that coaches that are good won't put that in their routines. He says, this cheerleading expert says, I don't think this law would really shake the industry at all. In fact, it would give parents a better feeling. And mostly dads and boyfriends, too.
See, you know, if my girlfriend were a cheerleader, keeping the laws how they are would give me a better feeling. Several better feelings, as a matter of fact.
I don't.
Although cheerleaders must meet the same no-pass, no-play academic requirements of athletes. What does that mean? No-pass, no-play.
If you're not passing your classes, you can't be on the cheerleading squad.
You can't be a cheerleader. Got it. Cheerleading is not a competition that is sanctioned by the University Interscholastic League, which is the governing body of all Texas high school sports. The UIL also doesn't have performance regulations for squads who cheer for their teams at state championships. And then the bureaucrat again says, I think it should have been cut down a long time ago. It surely needs to be toned down. Tone that gyration down, little Missy.
easy with the gyrations, Missy.
Just full length, you know, full skirts all the way down to the ground. No ankles.
Yeah. Well, actually, and they all have to be the full body cast. Move up and down.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
They're just allowed to scream. Woo!
Exactly. Woo! They put them in full body casts and then attach them to poles, like flag poles, so that, you know, they've got
raise and lower them.
Yeah, you've got people raising and lowering them in time to the music, and they're shouting and cheering. There'd be no sexy gyrations.
They
or
better not
like
spin
that
on that little pole.
That's true. You know what? Cheerleaders and poles, and now my mind's going somewhere else. Yeah.
Well, they might have to hire like cheerleading special people to go and monitor all
that's
the cheerleading squads. In which case, I'm about ready to give up my position here on Free Talk Live.
I'm moving to Texas.
1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control. Anything goes. 1-800-259-9231. We've got some other school news coming up with a 5-year-old and handcuffs. Free Talk Live.
Diabetics worldwide are experiencing tremendous success in lowering blood sugar and blood pressure. Attention, diabetics and health-conscious Americans. Your body is starving for nutrients. And now there's an exciting new scientific breakthrough making inorganic vitamins and minerals obsolete. Food Matrix technology is breakthrough science, achieving dramatic results for thousands of people. 100% money-back guarantee. Food Matrix will help improve your health, especially diabetics. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org. The U.S. 9th District Court ruled that Food Matrix is better for maintaining vibrant health than our present inorganic vitamin and mineral supplements. The Nobel Prize-winning science of Food Matrix has created an organic formula providing you the vital nutrients you need. Diabetics worldwide are experiencing lower blood sugar and blood pressure, but it's not just for diabetics. Young and old can experience the power of organic Food Matrix supplements. 100% money-back guarantee. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with 3 young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
You've heard about PODS from BioOx International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioOx Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioOx Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioOx Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioOx.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioOx International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioOx Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioOx Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioOx.com. That's BioOx.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioOx family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free. Bring up anything. Political, personal, and if you got an agenda you want to push, some sort of issue, a rant you want to get off your chest, anything goes at 800-259-9231. Don't forget to get interactive with us. At freetalklive.com, we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there. We have got dozens of women who've sent in their photograph to be included in the shrine.
Oddly, none in cheerleader outfits.
That needs to be remedied.
Yes. We do have one in a schoolgirl outfit.
Do we?
Yes.
Marissa?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Technically not a schoolgirl, but who's complaining?
No. And she's partially in a schoolgirl outfit.
Yeah. The rest of it's on the bed or somewhere.
Right, like exactly.
It's not like that. I don't want to make it seem like it's a nudie gallery. No, not at all. Marissa just happens to be the only one who is semi-nude in that gallery.
She just has a propensity towards that thing, I guess.
Right. Everyone else, I mean, is clothed.
Yes. That just reminds me, I need to call her, see what she's up to.
And there are dozens of women, again, of all shapes, sizes. It's not a beauty contest, all colors, ages. So if you listen to Free Talk Live and you're a woman, that's the only qualification you need. And that reminds me, we do have a special policy here on the show, which we don't talk about too often. We only mention it when women call in. But the policy is, if you're a woman and you call in, and we've got guys who are on hold waiting to go on the air, you will go first. You will be jumped up to the front of the line.
Ladies first on Free Talk Live.
Exactly. So 1-800-259-9231, five-year-olds and possibly jail time? What happened, Scott?
Five-year-old. And this is actually a local story from the Tampa Bay area. Police handcuffed the wrists and legs of a five-year-old girl at a school this week after the kindergartner attacked a teacher and the assistant principal.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a little rabid. Kindergartner.
The student was disciplined and was to return to school today.
Stop doing that. I want that removed. I don't think that there should be sirens on radios. Because somebody in America right now is looking around in their car going, is there a cop behind me?
I don't
me?
Believe
Where
it.
Where is that? I've done it.
Really?
I've totally done it. You are endangering lives by doing that. I'm so sorely against that, man.
When I've heard it like quietly in the background of commercials for radar detectors and stuff like that, I'd just be like...
Even when it's so cheesy like this one?
That's what they sound like.
No, that's so cheesy.
If you could get like a European one that goes... Okay, but then no one will know what the noise is.
You just need the sound...
Just erase it.
You just need the sound from the Ghostbuster car.
Don't have it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just get one of...
There you go. There's the new siren.
Just sample... there you go. A foghorn.
It might as well. That actually is pretty pretty representative of the police and how effective they are. There you go. That's
all
the
right.
Cops.
So anyway, the student was disciplined and was supposed to come back to school today, but the school board didn't give details of what the girl's punishment was.
She's a kindergartner. How are you going to punish her? Put her in timeout, right?
Well, they tried to punish her, I guess, initially by taking away her jelly beans. Isn't that what happened?
No.
Didn't go well.
No. The class project she was involved in kindergarten class had to do with jelly beans.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't trying to keep her from her jelly beans at all. She just wasn't participating in the project. Hold on, let me just get through this here. The St. Petersburg police officers that were involved, two training officers and two probationary officers, were not disciplined because their actions were deemed to be within policy. He said one of the training officers was aware that the girl had been disruptive in the past when police received a call at 3 p.m. on Monday saying that she again had become violent at her elementary school. The girl had started acting up in class and struck a teacher and assistant principal. She first was restrained with steel standard-issue handcuffs, but she slipped out of those.
Holy crap. Not designed for five-year-olds?
Yeah.
Are you sure this is a little girl, not some, like, alien? I mean, she attacked the teacher, the assistant principal. She slid out of her handcuffs.
You know.
What'd she do, bite a cop?
And then he went rabid and started hunting people down for their brains.
Brains.
She was then bound with plastic...
Good Lord.
She was then bound with plastic flexible cuffs, but continued to struggle, kicking at officers as they walked her out of the school to a squad car.
Wow.
She was put in the back of the cruiser, but continued kicking one officer in the arms and legs, so another set of handcuffs was used to restrain her legs.
Oh, my God.
When officers called the state attorney's office, they were told that prosecutors would not charge the girl with battery on a school employee or with anything else. Because how do you really charge a five-year-old with a crime, for the most part? Some crimes I can understand that, but I don't know.
She wouldn't understand the charges levied against her.
I'm totally speechless. I can't believe this mean little child.
Can you imagine her coming into jail? Going, what are you in for?
Oh, man.
Shut up! I'm going to bite you!
She'd probably take over the jail. She's so ruthless.
All right, so here's what actually...
It was nap time.
Here's what actually happened. The assistant principal told police that she checked on room 13 at 1:50 in the afternoon. The girl was sitting on the floor, pouting and refusing to take part in a math exercise involving jelly beans. They were probably learning various counting and maybe adding and subtracting.
Sure. It's a good way to teach kids counting, I suppose.
Yeah, have physical representations. Jelly beans are smaller, easy to count. And let's see, the report said that eventually the girl got up, went into the math teacher's office, and started throwing things from the desk into the trash.
Ooh.
Just went into the teacher's office and started throwing away her stuff.
Wow.
The teacher had the other students in the class leave. I'm not quite sure why.
Another well, she didn't want to see her pound her little butt, that's why.
Mm-hmm. Another teacher was called to help, but the girl kicked her in the shins, hit her in
my
the arm,
God.
And tried to scratch her.
What is this little girl's home life like?
I don't know.
Well, some kids just have, you know, like, it's not just home life. I mean, some kids are emotional, you know, have a little emotional problem.
Well, yeah, but if you beat your kids, then they're going to have more emotional problems.
Oh, man. But
how much do you want to bet she gets beat?
Yeah, there's a little
spank?
Bit more to this.
Is that the word you're trying to look for?
Beat. 1-800-259-92. If I had meant spank, I would have said spank. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Anything goes. Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
If you're still sleeping on an ordinary flatbed, call toll-free to get free information about super-relaxing, super-comfortable Craftmatic Monaco model adjustable beds. Call toll-free and I'll mail you an informative catalog plus a special 30% off savings certificate, good for a whopping 30% off any Monaco. Monaco beds adjust electrically at the touch of a button to raise your head, back, legs, and feet into 1,001 relaxing positions. Watch TV, read, eat, sew, do crosswords, or just elevate your feet and rest. Then turn on the bed's soothing heat and built-in massage. Before you know it, you'll drift off into wonderful, relaxing, rejuvenating sleep. To get your free Monaco catalog and 30% off savings certificate by mail, call toll-free.
Call toll-free, 1-800-413-8787. That's 1-800-413-8787. That number again, 1-800-413-8787.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, take control of the show, hijack the airwaves, and bring up anything. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Menwich.
It's the Friday night edition. We do this 6 nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time in the evening. And Saturday, we have a live show then as well, from 7 to 10 Eastern Time. So be sure you join us for every single moment, and you can always do it online. If you don't have a radio station in your vicinity, or maybe you're visiting some friends and family, listening to us on a radio station, then you're going to go home and can't get us there. Well, first thing you can do is call your local talk stations during the week, during business hours, and ask them to add Free Talk Live. That's the most important thing you can do for this show if you like this show. That'd be great.
I was going to say that. Actually, if you drive out of the area, that would have to be the second thing you do. The first thing you do would be to listen online.
at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we're talking about cuffing a five-year-old. As a matter of fact, got an email in over the break, and the question was asked, well, why not cuff a five-year-old? Well, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, what
else
would
I... Haven't heard anybody speaking out about against it?
I don't... It seems like... When you read the headline, it sounds like it's unnecessary, but when you get into the details, this kid is crazy.
Yeah,
he'd be kicking teachers in the shins, going in and throwing the stuff on the teacher's desk into the garbage.
Yeah, the last little section of this article details everything that she did. I just want to recap what I got here.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a five-year-old girl in a kindergarten class in an elementary school in St. Petersburg, Florida. The assistant principal told the police that she checked on the classroom, and according to the police report, the girl was sitting on the floor, pouting and refusing to take part in a math exercise involving jelly beans.
I don't want to count.
I don't want to play with the jelly beans.
I just want to eat them.
Well, eventually the girl got up, went into the math teacher's office, and started throwing things from the desk into the trash, just picking up the teacher's stuff and throwing it away.
Mm.
Ah, no, you can't have this. I don't know where she got that idea, but I'm just going to throw her stuff away. Well, the teacher took the rest of the kids from the class and told them to get out, sent them out of the room. She went in to deal with this girl. And another teacher was called in to help. But the girl kicked her in the shins, hit her in the arm, and tried to scratch her. She calmed down after 25 minutes. But once she was in the assistant principal's office, she started throwing things again and then struck the principal three times in the arms and in the stomach. And then they called the police. And then when the police got there, they put her in handcuffs, regular steel handcuffs, which she slipped out of.
Right.
And still went nuts on these guys.
So they had a zip tie.
They took the zip ties around her arms, and so then they got the zip ties around her wrists, and they're taking her to the car. But she's still screaming and kicking and flailing.
I can't imagine.
And they finally get her in the car, and she's still kicking this cop in the arms and legs.
I'm the first person to come out against what the police do when they do things that are wrong, or come out against government schools, but yeah, I think everybody deserves credit in this instance. They didn't call the cops until well after they probably should have.
Right. Exactly. This girl went way overboard, and they tried to deal with it several times.
They really did.
See, and this is a good example as to why I respect the cops, because if I was in this line of duty, I probably would have shot the kid a couple of times.
They should have maced
her.
Down. Really, they should have maced her.
A good tasering would help this girl.
Exactly. Especially, sure, she's kicking and flailing, but she's small. You wouldn't have to hold it against her very long.
They have air tasers. You don't have to actually contact people with them.
That's
true.
That,
right?
No, they have both.
Shoot out.
Yeah,
they do
have
both.
Spikes.
1-800-259-9231. There is a bill that might be banning porn in your car. We'll talk about it coming up. Unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Hour number two is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.